This is Jay Sekulow. The book is called Israel, The Will to Prevail. It's authored by the Deputy Speaker of the Knesset, Danny Danone, and he's our guest.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
I think it's certainly significant that Deputy Foreign Minister Danny Aiello made the statement that that the West should acknowledge that diplomacy has failed. He is saying nothing more than the truth. Diplomacy, by the way, didn't fail yesterday. It failed about 10 years ago.
We will not allow Iran to develop a nuclear weapon, period. We will not allow them to develop a nuclear weapon, and we will exert all options in the effort to ensure that that does not happen.
You yourself said a few months ago that when all else fails, America will act. But these declarations have also not yet convinced the Iranians to stop their program. However forceful our statements, they have not convinced Iran that we are serious about stopping them. Right now, the Iranian regime believes that the international community does not have the will to stop its nuclear program. This must change, and it must change quickly.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
If somebody tells you that he's going to exterminate you, believe him. And I add to that, believe him and stop him.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. Things are heating up in the Middle East, especially for Israel. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We've surveyed the news this morning from around the globe. Let me give you some headlines. Netanyahu tells Egypt, keep tanks out of Sinai. That's because there are reports that Egypt has, in fact, sent dozens of tanks into Sinai without approval, which is a blatant violation of the Egyptian-Israeli peace treaty. Another headline coming out that says this, Israel ready for 30-day war after Iran strike. And how about this one? Iran's supreme leader orders fresh terror attacks on the West. Iran's supreme leader has ordered the country's Revolutionary Guard to intensify its campaign of terror attacks against the West and its allies in retaliation for supporting the overthrow of President Bashar al-Assad in Syria. Folks, a very serious situation as we now deal with the Middle East, and we are dealing with the Middle East. By the way, our guest in the next segment of the broadcast is the Deputy Speaker of the Israeli Knesset, Danny Danone. He's been on this broadcast before. He's got a brand new book out called The Will to Prevail. We'll get into that. But look, it's heating up, a very serious situation. And Israel may well be put in a situation in the need for what is called a preemptive attack. And we got Jordan in our studios in Washington, D.C., Skip Ash at our students at campus at Regent University. Skip, let me ask you a very quick question here on the preemptive attack issue. They're talking about a 30-day war, but it's likely, if something were to happen, that Israel will initiate the knockout or attempted knockout of these new potential nuclear weapons.
That's exactly right, but we have to take into account that there's a bunch of Arab countries between Israel and Iran, so they're going to have a distance to travel back and forth. And because I think the 30-day idea is because it's going to take some time to go back and forth to refuel, rearm, and so forth, and the fact that Iran very intelligently has distributed its sites throughout the country, and therefore it's going to take a longer time to finish them off.
All right, Jordan, very quickly, you said yesterday that there seems to be bipartisan support in Washington to stand with Israel here.
We saw that when Prime Minister Netanyahu spoke to the full session, the joint session of Congress, where he got multiple standing ovations, standing with Israel from both Republicans and Democrats. I mean, I think you can count on one hand the number of elected officials in Washington, D.C., who don't support Israel very strongly. The question is, do the foreign policy wonks at the State Department, the Defense Department, and the Obama administration, what will they do? But we do know when it comes to Congress, strong support from Israel, bipartisan, Republican and Democrat, liberal and conservative.
All right, folks, what we want to do is take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. How important is the issue of Israel for you? 800-684-3110. Now, we've got a petition of support for Israel, and I am happy to say that we have crossed 75,000 signatures supporting Israel and its ability to take preemptive action. Remember, Iran called Israel a cancerous tumor. If you want to add your name of support, go to ACLJ.org or call us at 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
Israel is facing grave danger. Iran continues to upgrade its weapon systems, and there are now reports that Iran is moving even closer to the development of nuclear weapons. Iran already is ratcheting up the rhetoric. There are new threats from Iran's leaders calling on world forces to annihilate Israel. Iran has called Israel, quote, a cancer tumor that will definitely be cut off. Israel is facing grave danger, and President Obama must do more to stand with Israel to defend our greatest ally. Israel's defense minister says if Iran's sanctions don't work, military action must be considered to stop Iran. Stand with the ACLJ now and demand that President Obama stand with Israel, support Israel, and defend Israel if necessary. This is not the time for political posturing. It's time to show our unequivocal support for Israel. Send President Obama a message now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
All right, folks, welcome back to the broadcast. The issue, of course, is the situation in Israel and as it relates to Iran. And you got the Ayatollah calling Israel a cancerous tumor. You've got the threats, serious threats of nuclear armaments with Iran. Israel may well need to take preemptive action. By the way, we want to back Israel. We've already showed you on yesterday's broadcast and laid out for you the legal case on how legally Israel can take preemptive action. But we want the American people to support this as well. If you go to your phones right now at 877-989-2255, you can add your name of support to this petition, which is now at 76,789 people. You can also go to ACLJ.org. So either ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We are very fortunate to have on the broadcast today a very good friend, someone that's been on the broadcast before, someone we've worked with over the years. It's the Deputy Speaker of the Knesset, Danny Danone. Danny, thanks for being with us today.
Hello, Jay. It's my pleasure to be on your show again.
Yes, and by the way, Danny has a brand new book out called Israel, The Will to Prevail, which we'll have a link on our website so you can get it. It is a great book. I got the book a few days ago. I have read it. It is fantastic. It lays out a case for a new brand of Israel nationalism. Danny, that's what you call it. Let's talk about the situation with Iran and how that relates to the new approach to Israeli nationalism and defense.
Jay, the window of opportunity is closing down. We see a lot of talks, actually too much talks over the media here in Israel, in Washington. But what's happening is that we talk while Ahmadinejad is building the reactors, is accelerating the building of the bomb. And I think it's about time to stop talking and to take action. And it shouldn't be only us Israelis worried about what's happening in Iran. It is a global threat. Maybe it's not in your backyard today, but it will be in your backyard in a few years. So I think we have to act together fast. Unfortunately, I haven't seen any leadership coming from the White House. President Obama is ignoring the problem. He's pushing Israel on minor issues regarding building in our homeland in Judea and Samaria or building in Jerusalem, our capital. But he is not dealing with the real problem, the real threat, which is Iran. And I think if we will not have the cooperation from the White House, Israel will have to take action by itself and to defend itself.
All right, let's follow up on this, Danny, because this has been an issue. It's been interesting because there seems to be some significant bipartisan support in the House and Senate to back Israel. But you mentioned the White House in particular, President Obama. His administration is definitely not indicating, at least not publicly indicating, in fact, cautioning Israel to not take preemptive action. How dangerous is the president's position for Israel. You're the deputy speaker of the Knesset, obviously one of the growing, the rising leaders there. You talk about this in your book, Israel, the Will to Prevail. But the administration's lack of leadership, do you feel it's holding Israel back right now, what President Obama's doing?
Well, we hear the voices coming from the Washington, and they're telling us very specifically, wait, don't do anything. And I ask myself, Jay, how long should we wait? A month, 2 months, until we hear the bomb here in Israel? We cannot wait much more, and we told it to President Obama. With all due respect, Israel admires the United States. We love the American people, but Israel is not the U.S. We cannot afford to make mistakes. Maybe if the president will make a mistake regarding Iran, the U.S. will be hurt. But if Prime Minister Netanyahu will make a mistake regarding Iran, Israel will not be existing. That's why we cannot afford any mistakes, and we cannot wait much longer. And if we will not see the cooperation that we hope, we pray, that will come from the U.S., we will have to act ourselves. And I know that the American people are behind us. I know that they support us and they pray for us. And we saw in the past that we were able to change the reality, to take action. We did it with the reactor in Iraq in 1981. We did it in the Six-Day War. And maybe we need another miracle. And I hope that we will not get to that point. But if we will have to, I'm count on my colleagues in the Army that will know what to do.
Jordan, I know you have a question for Danny.
I do. MK Danone, the one issue I think that it has to be clear to the American people, as well as the serious consequences any kind of military action would mean for the people of Israel, that Israel knows the weight, as you were just talking about, of the decision to go against a country like Iran, hopefully with some of the world's support like the United States and allies of Israel, but that this is would mean serious consequences for the citizens of Israel, not just those who are fighting on the front lines in Iran.
Jordan, it is a very, very serious issue. We know that the people who will be fighting will not be our pilots. They will know what to do, and believe me, they will handle the Iranians fast. The problem is the people who live here in the cities. We expect hundreds of missiles coming to Israel from Iran, from the Hezbollah up north in Lebanon, from the Gaza Strip, and it will not be easy to be under hundreds of missiles coming every day into Israel, and we're getting ready for that scenario. But if we will get the U.S. behind us, then it will not take weeks to dismantle Iran. It will take days, and we know it will be a stronger operation. We are aware of the capabilities of the U.S. Defense Forces, and we hope that it will not be the war of Jews against Iran. It should be the war of the Western society against the Islamic forces coming from Iran.
Danny, let me ask you this. You talked about support. We know the Obama administration has not been supportive of preemptive attacks by Israel, even for your own self-defense. And you mentioned the American people. Now, I wanted to let you know that we've heard from over 76,000 people from around the country in just the last few days supporting Israel and the ability and necessity of taking preemptive action. Skip Ash, a senior counsel for the ACLJ, who you met with before, heads up our national security law, has done an excellent legal memo on the legalities under international law of preemptive attack. But you're calling in your book for a new brand of Israeli nationalism and a new approach, which cannot be dependent upon just whatever the U.S. says is okay, that's what we do. Explain that a bit, especially as it relates to Iran.
Jay, in my new book, Israel, the Will to Prevail, I discuss the issue of timing. If you look back at history, you see that every time when we were in front of a crucial decision, somebody in Washington called us and they say, wait, don't do anything. Always the issue of timing. Yes, we support the U.S., but you cannot do anything now. It happened in 1948, when there was opposition to the declaration of the state. It happened in 1967, when we took the preemptive attack. And even in 1973, in the Yom Kippur War, I found out during the research for the book that in Yom Kippur War, it's the holiest day for Jews. Well, we were praying in the synagogues, and the Egyptians were attacking us. We got a telegram coming from the State Department telling us, don't do anything. Wait for Kissinger to take action. By the time we got this telegram, the Egyptian forces were already killing Israelis on the border. So the issue of timing is very crucial for us. And sometimes when you sit in Washington and you tell your enemy to wait, it is a mistake. And I think we have to take a new approach where we decide what's good for us. We take actions according to that. And we hope that our allies will support us. But we cannot afford to wait until we get the approval from the White House. You have elections now. You are busy in the U.S. Tomorrow there will be elections in Germany. We cannot play according to the election timetable of the Western societies. We have a different forces here in the Middle East that do not care about the democracies in the Western societies.
Danny, how important, or how encouraging, I should say, is it to you knowing that tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of Americans are standing with Israel, even when the administration is not? How does that help the Israeli people, you as a government leader? What does it mean to you?
It is very encouraging. And when I spoke with Prime Minister Netanyahu, I told him, we have the support of the American people. We share the same values. We love them, and they love us. We should be strong. And sometimes we know that the people in America do not like to see President Obama bullying our prime minister or forcing us to do things which are against the interests of the people in Israel. And I know that in Congress and among the American people, we have many good friends, and we can count on them that they will be with us when the time will come.
All right, Danny, we appreciate you being on the broadcast with us. Danny Dannone is the Deputy Speaker of the Knesset. He's got a brand new book out called Israel, The Will to Prevail. I've read it over the last couple of days. It is fantastic. It is a must read. We've got information about it linked on the website at aclj.org. And Deputy Speaker, thank you, Danny, for being with us. We really appreciate it. Keep up the great work.
Jerusalem, you're in Jordan.
We will be there soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Very good. That's Danny Dannone, folks. We've worked very closely with him in his office on a variety of issues. But you heard what he said. It's time for the American people to speak out, even when the president is not. In fact, not only not, the president's holding Israel back. But they've got to protect their own national security interests. You just heard on our broadcast live the Deputy Speaker of the Israeli Knesset. Because we've got an office in Jerusalem, folks. We're working there all the time. So here's what I'd like you to do. It's very important. We want you to take direct action. Go to aclj.org. You can sign on to this petition. Now, the petition is supporting Israel and their ability to take a preemptive strike at aclj.org. But we're also sending this to President Obama, letting him know that the American people are standing with Israel. So go to aclj.org, or you can call us right now at 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. You heard what the Deputy Speaker of the Israeli Knesset said. They need our support. He's meeting with the Prime Minister and telling them, we've got support coming from the Americans, folks. He's talking about you and me. So if we can keep this going, I would love to get to Danny by the end of the week, 100,000 signatures on this petition. And that's going to take you all taking direct action. So here's what I want everybody to do. We're going into a break right now. We come back, we're going to take your call. Skip and Jordan will be with me. But I need you to go to your phones right now and call 1-877-989-2255. Scripture's clear. I will bless those that bless thee, curse those that curse thee. We need to stand with Israel. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Let's stand with Israel now.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on aclj.org. Israel is facing grave danger. Iran continues to upgrade its weapon systems, and there are now reports that Iran is moving even closer to the development of nuclear weapons. Iran already is ratcheting up the rhetoric. There are new threats from Iran's leaders calling on world forces to annihilate Israel. Iran has called Israel, quote, a cancer tumor that will definitely be cut off. Israel is facing grave danger, and President Obama must do more to stand with Israel to defend our greatest ally. Israel's defense minister says if Iran's sanctions don't work, military action must be considered to stop Iran. Stand with the ACLJ now and demand that President Obama stand with Israel, support Israel, and defend Israel if necessary. This is not the time for political posturing. It's time to show our unequivocal support for Israel. Send President Obama a message now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Skip Ash is in our studio on a campus at Regent University in Virginia. Jordan's in our D.C. studios. I'm in our media center. We just had on the deputy speaker of the Israeli Knesset, Danny Danone. We want to get support for Israel up, and we are growing as we speak. Hundreds of you are calling us or going to aclj.org. The goal, 100,000 by the end of the week. So if you haven't signed this petition supporting Israel and their ability for preemptive strike, you need to do so right now at aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. I'm going to be really specific here, folks. You heard what the deputy speaker of the Israeli Knesset said. He knows that the American people are with him. They are encouraged when we give them those reports and those numbers. They also know the Obama administration is not. And that is the dilemma right now, because Israel can't simply, and Skip, this is important, Israel can't just wait for the elections to make a critical national security decision.
That's exactly right. Israel is in a vulnerable position right now, and they've got to look, they've got to count the cost, and they have to determine whether it's time and when it's time to go and to take care of this problem. If they could go with U.S. assistance, they would love to do that. If they can't, they must act in their own self-interest, and that time, as Mr. Danone said, is getting shorter and shorter.
The window is closing is exactly what he said, folks, and we need your help. I need you to go to your phones right now at 877-989-2255 and sign on to this petition. That's 1-877-989-2255. Sign on it right now or aclj.org. We've got a biblical command to stand with Israel. We need to do exactly that. So again, go to the website at aclj.org or call us at 877-989-2255. We've got a lot of your calls coming in, Jordan. Let's try to grab as many as we can.
Yep, Lawrence calling in from California on line 6. Lawrence, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Lawrence.
Good morning, Jay. I wished I could have talked to Speaker Danny Danone, but my opinion is it's time for Israel to make the strike. Let the war begin.
Well, he said something that I hope everybody understood, and that is they're not waiting for the politics of the United States or, for that matter, what's going on in Europe or Germany's elections. They have to make a decision in their own national security interest. And I want to, again, establish, and Jordan, this was an interesting dynamic, where you've got kind of very clearly congressional support for Israel is bipartisan, Democrats and Republicans, but the State Department and the White House going in a very different direction.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is why we have to pay so close attention to what's happening here in Washington, D.C. We will see our members of Congress stand up and praise Prime Minister Netanyahu with the cheers, and he had more standing ovations than the presidents get at State of the Union. Certainly, they were bipartisan. Now, unlike State of the Union addresses, he actually, at the joint session, was getting the most liberal and the most conservative. As I said earlier in the show, and I want to reiterate it again, you can basically count on your hands maybe anti-Israel or those not as interested in Israel position elected officials here in the U.S. Congress. But that doesn't change necessarily what happens at the State Department or the Department of Defense or inside the Obama administration. So we have got to make sure not to only pressure Congress, but especially the administration, the executive branch. It should not be a partisan issue. Israel has not been like that in the past. But this president, it seems like when it comes to these issues of what's happened in Egypt, what's happening right now in Syria, what's happened in Libya, we seem that the White House is just not understanding fully the consequences of their action or inaction. And so many unknowns on the table right now.
Skip, let me do this. You did this yesterday, but I think it's important for our audience that's listening. We've got an office in Jerusalem, folks. It is staffed by government affairs experts, former ambassadors from Israel, former military officers that were lawyers with the Israeli Defense Force, in fact, still are. Skip Ash heads is the senior counsel for national security for all of the ACLJ and our affiliates around the globe. Skip, in succinctly, lay out the case legally on why Israel, even if the United States, President Obama says, we don't want you to do it, and Germany says, oh, not now, can you wait? But if Israel makes the call to do a preemptive strike on Iran, why they have the legal right to do that?
Sure. First of all, aggressive war is outlawed, but the inherent right to self-defense is not trumped by aggressive war. We have a situation here where Israel is already under attack by the Iranian regime. They may not be under attack directly, but they're being attacked indirectly through surrogates, Hezbollah, Palestinian Islamic Jihad.
Well, they're calling for the extermination of Israel. They're saying it's a cancer on society.
Well, that's exactly right. So we have Iran rattling its saber, but it's already using surrogates to attack. It's getting ready to attack directly, and therefore Israel has the inherent right of self-defense. You can argue that it has the right for two reasons. One is it's already under attack. But if you don't buy that, it has the right to do a preemptive attack when it gets so close that the other side is about to attack you that you do not have to absorb that attack before you respond.
So you don't have to be I think that's important. You don't have to just be in a responsive mode under international law when it comes to the rules of war.
That's exactly right. You don't have to wait for an actual attack. You can execute a preemptive attack on a hostile state when certain conditions are met. And we're very close to those conditions right now with respect to Israel and Iran. And the only two things you have to watch out are is the attack has to be proportional, which means you only use as much force
right.
as you need to do whatever you need to do. And it must be necessary. And the necessity element is what we're getting to now. If Iran were able to attack the way it wants to, the way it's threatening to do, that would pose an existential threat to the entire existence of the state of Israel. So Israel now is at the point where they have the right to respond. They have the right to attack, to preempt a worse attack from Iran. So the international law supports them. It's going to be debatable. There are people who don't like this idea. But with the technology now and the rapid delivery systems that exist, Israel's now at the point that it can justify a preemptive attack.
All right, folks, again, we wanted you to stand with Israel. The administration is not, the American people are, and you can be part of it. It's ACLJ.org to sign on to that petition, ACLJ.org, or you call right now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. It's a very clear biblical command. We want to be part of that. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Jordan, who's next?
Patrick's calling in from Hawaii on line one. Patrick, welcome to JSecio Live.
Thank you guys for your
sure.
program, too.
Sure.
And your support for Israel. My question was, we need to wake up as Christians and really get on board with this. You know, people need to call in and do all the things that you're saying to do, you know.
Well, Pete, let me tell you this. People are calling in. Let me play very quickly for you from Mark Regev. He's the principal spokesperson for Benjamin Netanyahu. He was our guest about 10 days ago. Listen to what he said about this very same issue.
Iran is causing problems in Lebanon, in Syria, in Gaza. Iran is causing problems in Afghanistan, in Iraq. Iran is causing problems across the globe, sponsoring terrorist attacks in Thailand, in Kenya, in India, in Georgia, and they're doing all this without a nuclear weapon. Let's just take a deep breath and think, if they're doing all this without a nuclear weapon, what would they do if they had a nuclear weapon?
They would call for the annihilation, which they have, of the state of Israel and the Jewish people. It'd be the second Holocaust. That's what they're calling for. I mean, I think we have to be very clear. I'm glad Mark Regev said it just like he did. Hey, folks, if you're on the line, stay on the line. Jordan's going to be taking your calls during his broadcast. That's 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Also, let me say this very clearly here. Folks, this is where you come in. We need your support. We need it so we can support Danny Danone and the people of Israel and get these government officials to get involved here and get engaged. Here is the number. If you want to add your name, and I want to make sure we get to 100,000 signatures, Scripture's clear. I will bless those that bless thee, curse those that curse thee. We need to bless Israel with our support for Israel right now. And as I said, we don't just talk about it on this broadcast. We have an office for you in Jerusalem, working on these issues right now. You go to ACLJ.org and add your name of support. You call it 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to the website at ACLJ.org. But folks, let's stand with Israel now. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.